Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm L.A. Steele. And tonight, we're going to do a little talking about the tarot. And I wanted to offer tarot readings to anyone tonight that would like to call in. The number is right in front of you at 1-646-915-9505. I'd be happy to take your call. I've done these before, and on the show, and I'm grateful that some people those I've done it for have seemed to have been grateful that I did. But I tend to take tarot. I do take tarot very seriously, because it is a completely an intuitive judgment call, you know, and you have to be in the right frame of mind. And sometimes you get calls, you get a sense, you get a feeling that you should do a tarot reading. Somebody needs one, or you have to do one for yourself, or something. However. tonight we have to. I'm going to be considering that those ramifications. But what I wanted to start on was reading the purpose, which this is from the book by Johanna Gargiulo. People understand, you may not be aware of what the tarot stands for, why it's used and what it means, and how a reader of the tarot is similar to an alchemist. I like her analogy there. But I'm going to begin reading. And again, if you'd like a reading tonight, please give me a call. And the number is right on your screen. Or if you're not with a computer and you just dial in, the number is 1-646 915-9505. I'm still debating whether to do the show tonight, because I didn't know if my health held up here. This cold is such an annoyance. My God, it takes your breath and your voice away. So bear with me as I plow through this obstacle in my quest for truth. The purpose. Our response to the archetypal energies leading us to the discovery of the who, what, where, and why of the initiatory process. This spiritual initiation is the process of transmutation and is often experienced as a painful in order to have is often experienced as painful in order to have a lasting effect, similar to the modern adage of no pain, no gain. What is transmutation or self-alchemy? The process spans a broad spectrum, from the person who takes a pill to relieve a headache, or a Christian flatulence who believes true salvation comes from the painful shedding of their own blood. In other words, it was a masochist. But through the ages, the process of transmutation has been illustrated using the alchemist's laboratory of flasks, beakers, signs, and sigils. With these tools, the alchemist works diligently to change light to gold. In preparation, he fasted, abstained from any physical pleasure, and prayed. This long, arduous preparation is symbolic of the harsh endeavor and sacrifice required to change matter, or lead, to a higher form, or spirit, gold. And repudiatedly, many times these endeavors have resulted in failure. It is possible that humans have an archetypical energy of desperation, part and parcel of humanity's original sin. Do you remember this bait? You shall be like gods, knowing good and evil. That's from Genesis 3.35. This was the cosmic carrot, or apple as the story goes, and held out to tempt humankind out of paradise. This line of biblical text, in its simplicity, is a treasure. It states that the seeker must find, of all understand, must first understand that one must live through times of prosperity and despair. That the payback for being a god does not exempt one from experiencing the hardships of life. And people have always attempted to circumvent impending dire results by consulting oracles or shamans and psychics. And these gifted practitioners have used one or more systems of knowledge to relay the workings of the cosmos: astrology, numerology, casting of runes, bones, and entrails. Of all the known metaphysical systems, the tarot has had one of the longest records of sustaining use and practicality when applied. And tarot is a key to the doorway of understanding the nature of good and evil, made up from two separate and distinct mysteries of major and minor influences. This key's function must be learned before any revelation occurs. And as music students must learn their scales, the task of the tarot student is to decipher 78 images, which will ultimately lead them through the dark corridors of psyche, and, if successful, meeting the divine light of the cosmos. And the objective to become a guide, or for lack of a better term, an alchemist, of the cards, visual text of the initiatory process. So, in other words, she's equating the tarot reader as to an alchemist, and in order to truly understand what that means, we should go into the sanctity and the mysticism, related function, is now that element has been taken out of it, that esoteric element, or that aesthetic element, and an ethical element to just studying the basic science based on evidence, without calling upon a divine inspiration that allows this to be revealed to us. So, essentially, we're dealing with when we do a tarot reading, we're not really doing one from a scientific basis. I mean, in fact, there's no scientific basis to it, other than a physical aspect of laying the cards in a specific way. Everything after that is all intuitive. And based upon Johanna's guidebook and her experience, she's created a number of different layouts that we can use to better understand our personalities and better understand our futures. And for that reason, that's why that's why we're talking about it tonight. I would like to do since I have no call-ins tonight, and if anybody would still like, we still have about 40 minutes or 50 minutes to the show, as long as my voice can hold out. But I'd like to do I haven't done this for quite some time, and I was thinking of doing a political tarot reading. Number one, for the state of the country, and number two, for the fate of Obama. We haven't done that for some time, or any other politician that I might think of. But let us do the fate of the nation, okay? And we have to ask the cards. I ask the cards, to lay before me what to expect in the coming future for the state of this country, for the American people, and then undergoing some great hardships. But let's see what it is. This will be a 9-card lay. Interesting.
Shed, and old ideas are falling apart.
individuality is respected and cultivated, I think that's what we have to understand. And we can't work with the fact that discord or stubbornness and being so stupid and challenging and intransigent in our challenges, dealing with our challenges, by sabotaging projects and undermining of efforts and unpredictable alliances and deceptions. Instead, we have to move on in the betterment of that and try to bring back the reliance and have powerful alliances who have the same thing in line. And I think that's where our country is headed, in the right direction, if we continue to do that. But we have to, unfortunately, we have to rid ourselves of the impediments, which, I think Obama is one. But the cards are saying that we're in a position now where we can change. And the knights, we're not as in bad a shape as we could be. But the Knight of Cups is in the emotional house, and the Knight of Cups always brings with it a tone of, actually a tone of self-pity, when it's in the emotional house. Interestingly enough, Americans can do that very well. Most people can find ourselves in self-pity, but I think we have to worry about our addictions. I think we have, as a nation, we have to overcome those and be and transform. There's a great hope, that dreams can come true in this country. And they know that because everybody who has a dream and is working toward creating it is doing a good job at it. And an emotional person or a situation that will bring about great satisfaction could come into your life, or could come into the world. There could be a great leader, and that'll emerge in the next 3 or 4 or 5 months. Knowledge and the use of proper emotional perspective, romantic idealism, poetry, so on. That's what this country needs. We need to respect the ideals that this country was founded upon, And work with that again, and polish our pride. Polish up our pride. Don't let people tear it down, We polish our pride up as Americans. And the third placement, which is the intellectual capacity, we stand as the Six of Wands. And that's a very good place to stand in intellectually, because it gives us, it says that our intellectual work as a people, as a nation, and our output is being rewarded and will continue to be rewarded by its peers, as well as by universal powers that are endorsing our methods of learning, and that's great. But the interesting card in this four out of the four is actually the Death card, which is the card for great change, and that's in the fourth placement, which is the Earth card, which is a very significant card, stating that we're about to enter a death, if you will. But more so, a tremendous change is going to happen. And I can't really see it until I go to the next card. Let's see. Oh, now that's the Ten of Pentacles. So that means that card, that change for this country is going to be incredibly bountiful. We're going to find the right way. We're going to find the right way to share. We're going to find the right way to make things happen in this country and be prosperous and the world will be prosperous once again. And so we're going to go through this period where a high achievement, something phenomenal will come about in the next 3 to 6 months in this country. Some remarkable achievement, intellectual achievement, either from some kind of author or some kind of book or possibly some kind of scientific achievement or artistic achievement. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it's going to be quite significant, and it's going to be earth changing. It's going to be society changing. It's going to have a sea change about it. But then it's going to hit the death card comes up, and the death card isn't so much the death of it as it is the change. It signifies change, significant change, right? And in the way we do things. But that significant change is going to bring us tremendous bounty, you know, and success. And placed on the fifth card. The sixth card, is the world card, which is a wonderful card, really, because it's of the higher count, and it signifies worldliness. You know, it signifies the the basics, okay, of ourselves, of our foundation, of who we are, what we are. And it's oddly enough, in the picture of the world card is a beautiful a woman with a dancing woman, long red hair, and she's surrounded by an eagle, a man, a lion, and a bull. And these are all earth cards and sky cards, so it's a balance. But it's a world balance, and it means the world will benefit from our from this change. The world is going to change. The United States is going to change, but the world is going to benefit from the change, and we will too. There'll be a great bounty. There'll be a great joy and happiness in the world. And here, oddly enough, some great cards for this country are coming up. We have the Ten of Cups. Now, the Ten of Cups is in the seventh house. Seventh house is actually a card of great reward, basically great great things to come. You know, that's basically what it stands for. And that's a good thing because we'll see in the Ten of Cups a remarkable bounty again of creative talents and industry, which will create tremendous new industries and tremendous new tremendously new things. Right, to a new way, a new thing, a new society, a new industry, you know, and it's all going to happen in a wonderful way, and that's amazing. And it means timeless happiness and emotional satisfaction. Positive, anticipated reaction to projects, skillfulness, culminating in a masterpiece, emotional growth cycle completed, a wish may be granted far beyond your expectations. So we're standing at the precipice of the greatest achievements of mankind, and we're ready to advance, and we're ready to go. This is going to all happen. It's all happening now. And in the eighth card, we bring about the Queen of Swords. It's a very, very interesting card. And the ninth card is the High Priestess. So it appears that our That's what I foresee here. That a great woman will emerge to lead this country into a renaissance, into another great moment. And if we compare this to the period now that we're in, which is the sixth night, then whoever this Queen of Swords, if you will, who is the which is the card in the eighth position, then we understand that the Queen of Swords is a very powerful and very can be very impatient as well. And she's not a very tolerant woman, the Queen of Swords. So for that, I would like to introduce you here to her, formally, from her creator. I'm trying to find the actual description. But the Queen of Cups is a caring individual, of little practical action, very imaginative, creative, and intuitive person who knows the outcome of the situation without having all the facts. So there's going to be a rather compassionate woman. And I'm going to the mat here and saying that this leader will be a woman born under a water sign of either Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio. That'll be interesting. And and she may have a tendency to go into a bit of hysterics, but that's her passion. That's her call. That's her method of communication. So I think we're going to have a very interesting election and see what comes out of these elections in November as somebody emerges here as a very powerful woman leader. And it'll be very good, very interesting to see her, who comes out of this possibly as a major front runner in the either Republican, Democrat, or Independent in the November elections. I'm looking forward to seeing if this comes true. The last card, and why this is so important, is because the last remaining cards are very feminine dominated in the cards, and you have the Queen of Swords, and then you have the High Priestess, which is the second highest card in the Arcana. And she symbolizes guidance and intervention and divine intervention and feminine energy and the feminine guidance, if you will. And for those of you who may be aware, Obama's most senior advisors are women. So his wife and Valerie, what's her name? I forget her name now. Jarrett. Yeah, Valerie Jarrett. Happened to be Obama's two top women. Whatever. But anyway, the divinatory meaning of having the High Priestess is basically the secrets Intuition, dreams, hold answers. Karmic law governs outcome. Going by the book brings results. Observation and neutrality. It is proper to seek counsel from a woman and spiritual education to take place, possibly within the next moon cycle. So, I think we have to interpret that, this whole thing. And like I said, this whole reading is based on the state of the union, where we're at right now, and where we'll be. And it appears that we're a lot better condition than we were told that we're in. Still a lot of good people and a lot of people working. But we're not as prosperous as we were, but we're still a prosperous nation. Still a lot of wealth here. And there's still a lot of people, men and women, putting their shoulders to the grindstone and working and believing in the American dream. And we have the, and of course I'm going to go over these again, so I want you to realize that we have the Knight of Cups. So there's going to be a surge of idealism, a surge of nobility, a surge of noble ideals of the United States Constitution and its original founders. And I think that is an issue that's beating in the hearts of all Americans right now. We're questioning their government, questioning their government's actions, questioning their president, questioning the media, and understanding that there is a conspiracy against them. But here we have the King of Wands, the Six of Wands, and the Six of Wands represents, in the intellectual house, represents a high mark, a reward, a recognition for an intellectual outcome. Some great thing will be discovered in the very, very near future, and that will transform our system of energy, possibly, of money, of whatever it is. Whatever it is that's coming is going to be very big and very brilliant. And it's going to transform this country and the world. And it's going to be, we're going to have bounty. We're going to have wonderful things. Things will change. This world is changing toward a higher vibration. And those who are leading in the wrong way will be deposed and removed by people who will lead it in the proper way. And I believe that in this reading, it's a very, very positive outlook for a country that, is bleeding, basically, and for fear of the horrible things that have happened in the Gulf, and that we're in wars, and all this seems to fade away in the sense of a national spirit that will overcome this, will overcome these problems that we're facing, and it'll be through the recognition of the world for possibly a female leader somewhere. It could be in this country, it could be a symbol, it could be something, but it will be somebody in this country that's going to take over the political scene, if you will, in the near future, and she's going to be a female, and she's going to be very extremely intuitive and extremely guided by the highest, and best cosmic information and guidance. And so that, I think that's pretty much the way I see this. I mean, excellent cards for a country that seems to be in such dire straits. But, let's just hold on. Hope, that we've got enough good karma to offset our bad. Now, for anybody who's interested, I'm still offering a tarot readings tonight to anyone who'd like to call. If not, that's fine. I'm going to do another because I just did this one on the state of the country, of the United States, fate of the United States, where the cards were very generous, very positive, and that's an excellent thing, excellent sign. So hopefully it'll be good. Now what I'm going to do is reshuffle the deck, and I'm going to do a reading on President Obama, since he's a public figure and his fate seems to be in our hands, as well as our fate seems to be in his hands, to a large degree. It's only right that we are able to look into his spirit, or look in to see what's happening with him, what the spirits are that are around him, and what he's basically thinking, and if what he's thinking will be the proper way to lead us out of this nightmare that we're in, which in part he's put us there. So our intent is to ask the cards, what is the fate of Barack Obama? Interestingly enough, we find that he is in the of the Knight of Cups as his present card, indicating his present position. So he still remains an idealist in all that he's looking at, but I think he's a man who's led by his emotions, and, you know, George Bush, in the sense that he, you know, he's the decider. You know. But I sense he's a very emotional man. And Obama carries with him a great deal of idealism, but also a great deal of emotional baggage that he carries. And it's seen in his method of leadership. And let me go to the next card. Bounty card. Emotionally, he's in a very positive, very good state. It's interesting that these are cards that were in the same lay for the State of the Union, but they're in different positions with different meanings. The Ten of Pentacles, he's bountiful, he's wealthy, made a lot of money recently, sells books, you know, things are going great, plentiful, and emotionally he's quite fulfilled. Now intellectually he's having difficulty with the Queen of Swords, which maybe could be Sarah Palin, the Queen of Swords. Because Sarah has been a very critical critic of him and the Tea Party and all of this. So it could be somebody there, or it could be his wife. But somebody is criticizing him, guiding him and criticizing him, and keeping him going. And the Queen of Swords, intellectually, is constantly with him. But his fourth card, indicates that he is content, satisfied with his life, and with his, possibly with his life's partner, also with his career. And is satisfied that, you know, he is on the road and doing the proper thing. Again, here comes the High Priestess card. High Priestess card in the fifth house. And the High Priestess shows that his future is based on feminine advice. His future is dependent upon that feminine energy that and guidance that seems to have been with him since the beginning. Either he is channeling a higher spirit, feminine spirit, or oracle, or that he will be, is evident in these cards. Again, the death card. The death card in a position of future. Now this could be death and great change again. Great change for Obama is coming. Where he's had minor achievements this year, he could either be facing assassination, but regardless of that, he'll be facing a great change in his position is coming up. Either good or bad, we'll see with the cards. Again, the World Cup comes up. Shows the whatever he does, whatever is changed, will become a world change. It will affect the world. But it's going to be something. Page of Pentacles is this card with death. And the Mother card, the Empress card. Appears from this reading, and I'm stating it from my belief of what these cards represent and knowledge of the political events that are pending. There can be no other true explanation. Somehow, again, this change is going to occur. It's going to occur toward him and toward our society and whatnot, but it's going to make a huge difference to him. To the better, actually. To the betterment. And it's going to be a change that's going to be monitored by these spirits of nature, by cosmic nature. It'll be right. Whatever the decisions that are going to be made, things are going to be cleaned out and things are going to work and they're going to come out all right. And Obama, born under a lucky star, appears is going to be quite lucky, at least for the next 3 to 6 months, these changes attempt or happen. For a long-term read, it's rather difficult, but for the next 3 to 6 months, I think we're in good territory here, these cards. So it looks like the United States is going to be coming out of its slump in some dramatic way. And it looks like it looks like Obama's whole nightmare right now seems that it may change, that he may have a tremendous change of heart, attitude, a new advisor, something or someone is going to change him, and this will be, I believe, a able to get out of this. We'll see. I have about 15 minutes. I guess nobody is interested in a tarot reading. So that's okay. It doesn't hurt me. I'm glad I was able to read these, this thing tonight. I've been considering it, thinking about it for some time, and wanting to do another public reading on the issue, because sometimes people don't believe you, even though you quote fact to them and research and so on, but for some reason people have a tendency to believe tarot readers, or believe in people who have an optimistic outlook on life. And that's one thing that I have. I do have an optimistic outlook, but I also have a realistic outlook, because if anybody's read my book, they'll be, or listen to our shows, you know that we are idealistic, but we're also very realistic in the sense that we understand the political scene. We've interviewed numerous intellectuals and men in the know, and women in the know, spiritualists, philosophers and scientists, and numbers of people. So I don't think that our credibility can be questioned in that area, but we definitely have. But as a medium, you need a specific amount of self-belief, you know, just as anybody does. And to know that your prophecies or your readings are very accurate, and you know that you have the gift to continue with the readings or to offer people this advice. But at the same time, those who do not want it, then, you know, it doesn't bother a person who's giving readings not to get one, not to have somebody call. In fact, so they're somewhat relieved. But at the same time, when you have the gift of intuition, then or that psychic gift that can actually predict a future, then then you have the responsibility or the obligation that when the spirit calls to offer the service. And excuse me. Many spiritualists and tower readers make a living off of it, and make a good living off of it. And I don't despoil or begrudge them for that. In fact, I highly recommend that people, because use those talented ones and beware of the charlatans. I, on the other hand, do not charge for my service. It's selective and elective. And whenever I decide to do one, it's only because I feel that I'm called to do it. But in this case, perhaps I was, my purpose tonight was more so to do a reading on the State of the Union and the state of in Obama, and which I've done several in the past. But I think our tarot reading did predict him to be the winner. Before the election. And
so we're on target there. But I want to express my thanks to those who have had readings for me in the past, and also I want to thank all who have listened to this program or are listening, and who have considered or may be considering a reading. If you are, that's fine. You know, you can be happy to offer you one. Just send me a message here on whatever blog talk that you would like one, or you can send me an email at asteelexclusive@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to get back to you on that. And that's essentially my show tonight. Not to get off the subject, but I did want to put in a plug for my new book, Naked at the Mic, A Survival of a Liberal in a Time of Peril. And it covers the last 10 years, basically, of politics and society and social events and so on in the mainstream media and in alternative and independent news sources. And we're what we've covered in the last 10 years on our radio and television shows, interviews and insights. And there's 166 essays in there, broken down into six different categories. And those categories are national politics, international politics, satire, mainstream media, patriotism, and metaphysics. And there are a number of articles under each category. Now, those were all written by me, first published on the lasteelshow.org website, and they're all chronicled and all dated in the day that they were published, so that you can gain a very accurate historical perspective of the time period and where the subject matter is relevant to what was happening at the time, and current political issues and so on. So, you can see the progress. It shows the progress of the program, the progress of my show, radio show, during that tumultuous time, the last 7 years, when the conservative media pretty much sewed up the airwaves, except for my small radio station and QQQ and this internet program. And we've gained quite a good following, and we're very proud of our achievements to bring forward this kind of information. So I always look at everything I do now as part of my faith, you know, part of the destiny that we're supposed to do, whatever it is. I started on a whim, well, not a whim, but on a desire to create a radio and television program and video production company, which I did. It's led me on a fascinating, fascinating journey, one that I would never give up. I wouldn't have traded places with anybody. Well, this journey has been a remarkable ride, and I've shared that journey in that new book, and I hope you enjoy it. And there's 25 black and white pictures of the number of people that we've interviewed and the people involved with the program: Lila, John Brennan, George Dixon. And I want to put a plug in for tomorrow night. George Dixon will be with us tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And we'll be joined by Lila. And we'll be talking George Talk, which is esoteric knowledge, Mayan calendar, timelines, definite metaphysical aspect of our existence, unity consciousness, you name it. It's a whole grab bag on George's on Friday nights with George Dixon. So we hope you enjoy that. We hope you join us. I'm really, really happy that my I can tell I'm improving. Last week I couldn't even talk. I was so hoarse from the laryngitis. But this week I've done two shows, Wednesday and Thursday, and maybe we'll be able to get through another one tomorrow with a voice. And with that, I think I'll end the show here. We have about another 3 minutes. If anybody would like to call in right now, I could do a... It won't be a live reading, but I can do one for you. And we can still stay on the line, and you can hear, and you can still have a, but nobody else will hear it, just you and I, the tarot reading. So if you would like to call in, that would be fine. If not, we'll just end the program, and thank you all for joining us, for joining me. I hope it was entertaining. It went by kind of fast, faster than I thought it would, and I enjoyed talking to you. So till we meet again tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, right here with George Dixon live and Lila. And till then, have a pleasant evening.